to go fish in Ontario, what.com site would you punch up? Good morning, John.
Goldfishing.com.
Negatory.
Let's go to Rick.
Fishing Ontario.
Nope-er.
Ron, quickly.
Outdoor Adventures.
Yow.
Stephen Barry.
Fishingontario.com.
Quickly, Sean.
Goldfishontario.ca.
Come on, guys.
Ron and Mississauga.
www.goldfishinontario.com.
Thank you. Thank you. See? That's right, kiddies. If you have got a fishing itch and it requires some scratching, you need but go to goldfishinontario.com, baby. That's it. Tell them what you're looking for, and they'll make it magically appear. Much like this place we're going to talk about now. It's Ritchie Falls Resort, and I am so looking forward to it because I'm going to be visiting it this year. It's up in Massey, Ontario, and we're going to be shooting a Fish in Canada episode out of that area. Well, out of the resort itself as our headquarters, but we're going to be all over the place. To talk to us about that and a whole lot more about the fishing opportunities there is Matthew Owl. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great, buddy. Yourself?
I'm doing very well, thank you. It's a beautiful day here at Ritchie Falls.
I think it's a beautiful day right across this country, and how appropriate that it's, you know, this big, wonderful, long Canada Day weekend.
Absolutely. I think that there's a certain spirit right across the country right now, and the more we get outdoors and enjoy the finer things in life, such as just... Oh. Sitting back and relaxing, enjoying the day. I mean, it's wonderful.
There's a million things I need to talk to you about. I want to start off by getting a little bit of background on the operation. There's a lot of uniqueness around the Ritchie Falls Resort. Tell us a little bit, first of all, about the First Nations group, the Sagamok First Nations, and the relationship with Ritchie Falls Lodge.
Sure. Well, for us, Sagamok Anishinaabeg, my home community, purchased or acquired Ritchie Falls back in 2012. We had a close tie to the area as it's within our traditional territory. So being in the area and working with the various cultural groups, we thought that there was a good fit between acquiring Ritchie Falls to promote, one, our understanding and relationship to the land, but at the same time, to develop capacity for the hospitality industry. So yeah. Ritchie Falls really was a opportunity for us to, one, share our culture, and two, to work with local industry, I guess, and partners to develop some sort of conservation preservation plan to move forward. So since 2012, we've done a lot of expansion here at the resort with some new cabins and new turbine. And we're promoting our fishing packages, our hunting packages. So there really is a lot going on here. And to summarize it all, we tried to captivate the very best of what Northern Ontario has to offer, and that's the hunting and fishing.
Yeah, but I love what you guys are doing on the, sort of as an aside. And I've been talking about this for years with operators and lodge owners throughout the northern part of our this wonderful province. And yes, you know, fishing is the centerpiece. It's the, you know, the draw, and it's very important. And I say fishing, it could be hunting just as easily as fishing, but there's so many lost opportunities for most operators in the province because they don't take advantage of the rich history that we've got, the geography involved in all these locations, the storytelling, the cultural aspect, the cultural experiences. There's so much more that we can be offering tourists than just fishing. Although, yes, fishing is the main criteria. Don't get me wrong. But you guys have got it. And that's what I'm really excited about, to come up and document it on the Fishing Canada show later on this summer, because you guys get it. And that is so refreshing. I applaud you for that, man.
Well, thank you very much. Our cultural ties to the area are definitely incorporated into the operation. I mean, we take anything and everything from our culture, and we share the very best of our heritage. And that's what we try to do with clientele coming from abroad and our domestic clientele. You know, for us, it was about economic development, capacity building for the community, and exposing them to one of the best industries in the world, and that's the hospitality industry. It's one of the largest employers in Canada and in North America. So there's a great fit between achieving economic development for our community and building the capacity and exposing the youth today to the hospitality industry. So we're hoping that in the future, you know, we can integrate more of our interpretive tours into our fishing packages so that we can expose people to, one, our culture, our people, and our heritage, and integrate the two together so that we come together for, I guess, a cultural experience that's both gratifying recreationally and educationally.
I look forward to it. We're going to document all that stuff when we come up and shoot in August, my friend. I know there's a tremendous amount of fishing opportunities that we'll be exploring, you know, from speckled trout to smallmouth bass to pike. I mean, you got everything up there too, right?
Yes. We're known for our brook trout, speckled trout in the inland lakes. The fishing is amazing. Our forte and specialty in the upper and lower Richey is Lakers. So a short commute from camp, we start getting into pike and walleye, and the bass fishing, second to none.
Oh, you're killing me, man. I look forward. The accommodations, I went on your on site online and looked at your site. The accommodations are spectacular. It's a first-class operation all the way.
Thank you very much. We put a lot of work, a lot of time, and a lot of effort into the accommodations portion. You know, it was sort of a two-tier system. We wanted to see, one, if there was a market for it, and, you know, we have received an overwhelming response from the general public on the accommodations portion. So, you know, we really try to fit a little bit for everybody. For those individuals that like a more rustic adventure, we keep that, you know, trying to keep in mind that the demographics are going to be different. And but in terms of what we have to offer in accommodations, the dining hall, 3,000 square foot dining hall, pool table, all the amenities that you need to rest and relax.
And it's all available for you to browse through at richeyfalls.com. That's richeyfalls.com. Outstanding facility, but there's so much more than meets the eye, and we just talked about it for just a bit here on the program. We'll be able to show you on the Fishing Canada show later on this year. Listen, Matthew, I look forward to hooking up with you, my friend, and seeing you in a few weeks.
Absolutely looking forward to it, Angelo.
Richey Falls Resort in Massey, Ontario. Check them out, richeyfalls.com. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.